Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rock's podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rock's Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach was transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, or want more self-confidence, the Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Mr. Adam Edwards. Adam is the coaching and mentoring lead for the United States Space Force's Enterprise Talent Management Office. And he will be talking to us about how to stay curious as well as coaching, how coaching has personally impacted him. So Adam, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule today to be with us and share. So what would you like to talk about first?
Jamie, hey, first I want to express gratitude. I appreciate this opportunity. It's always great to connect with you, and it's fun to talk a little bit about, you know, one of my favorite subjects, which is coaching. And yeah, I'd love to just kind of talk about the origin story of, you know, where coaching started for me and how it's going and what the next steps are. So that's where I'd like to begin our conversation with.
Sounds great. Yeah, can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, if we go back to 2019, I was at a leadership development course that was called Leading Effectively Through Change. And there was a facilitator there that asked me if I'd ever considered coaching. And my background is in athletics, and immediately I was thinking about athletics and how that would work in a coaching environment. And she said, no, and I'm talking about co-creating a success plan with an individual so you can chart a path forward that will get you through whatever hurdles or challenges and optimize your way ahead. And I thought, well, that sounds incredibly interesting. I'd love to get into those waters. And she said, well, I do believe we have a federal coach network, and there are some resources that are within the government that you can find a way to become certified as a coach. And I started looking around, and I found one with the Treasury Executive Institute. The Treasury Executive Institute actually has a federal internal coach training program. And I applied for that program later in 2019 and was accepted and completed that program in 2020. And as I was going through that program, I was immediately hooked. I thought, this is absolutely gold when it comes to helping others, working with others in order to create some of those aha moments to bust through, you know, some of the challenges and some of the own self-inflicted barriers that we have on ourselves, and to partner with someone in order to create a pathway towards that success. And I about two-thirds of the way through the training, I reached out to a mentor of mine, and her name is General Burt. And General Burt had just gone through a coaching program, and I did not have to sell coaching to her because she knew what coaching was all about. And as a result, we were able to kind of get my name out there within the U.S. Space Force as a person of interest in the coaching arena. And you know, if fast forward to 2021, and I was offered a position to help stand up coaching and mentoring within the Space Force, and through the Enterprise Talent Management Office, and have been incredibly excited to see all these different testimonies of folks who have been impacted over the last few years, either with an internal coach within the Department of the Air Force or the Department of Defense, or even with some of our external partners that we have with Better Up and also Flatter Incorporated. And so it's been incredible to create these connections Character, connection, commitment, and courage are the values that we have within the U.S. Space Force. And so it's not hard for me to draw a line between each one of those values and how coaching can help us become innovative, have a higher readiness posture, and optimize performance and behavior in a way that's going to be effective and good for us as a service. And so that's really the background. That's kind of the abbreviated version, but it's been an incredible ride and awesome to see some of our senior leaders see that this is a game changer and linchpin on creating the organizations that we need to be in order to have a competitive edge against our near peers and our adversaries that are out there.
Well, that's awesome. Yes, I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing. So now how can we learn about how to be curious or how to stay curious?
Yeah, when I was trying to think of, you know, something that I wanted to chat about, this curiosity piece just kept coming back. And, you know, I think about curiosity as a posture. There's a couple of quotes that always come to mind when I think about curiosity. And the first one has nothing to do with curiosity, but it definitely has something to do with being intentional with our thoughts. Viktor Frankl in Man's Search for Meaning talked about how, you know, between stimulus and response, there lies a space. And in that space lies our freedom and power to choose a response. And in our response lies our growth and our freedom and happiness. And so that space where we get to choose how we respond is what I want to kind of key in on, because it ties really closely with another quote from Simon Sinek that he talked a little bit about, the definition of empathy. And he said that if we approach a situation and we pause judgment and we introduce curiosity, then we are on the path to empathy. And, you know, the similarities between those two quotes is in that space. You know, every moment, every day we have moments where we can either jump to judgment, yes, or we can react in a way that is going to be an emotional reaction, or we can introduce curiosity. We can say, I wonder what is going on in this circumstance, and I wonder if there's something beneath the surface that I'm not aware of. And how can I go about being curious in this moment instead of being judgment and having a judgmental posture in this moment? And so that's really had an impact on me, and it's had an impact on my posture and in my coach approach or in my interactions that I have with other people as well as with my clients, is to try to figure out, you know, what if. And how do we move forward? There's a kind of going back to this posture idea. You don't just do curiosity. Curiosity is a state of being. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, there's some different ways that we can cultivate this curious state of being or this curious posture. And the first way that I found to be good, and not only in curiosity, but other factors in our life, is this posture of gratitude. Yeah. And you know, there's lots of different ways that we can have a posture of gratitude. One really practical way is having a journal and writing down things either at the beginning or the end of your day that you're thankful for, that you have that you're grateful for, that you noticed. And it can be the sunrise. It can be, you know, watching your children in activities that they absolutely love, you know, and it can be just being this posture of gratitude. And that, and when we start to notice the things that are around us that we're grateful for, it can shift our mindset into this posture of gratitude. And again, I think that that's one of the elements that it cultivates the state of being for this curious mindset, just having that gratitude posture. The second one that I want to key in on is related to this gratitude, but it's the state of mindfulness. And, you know, mindfulness has had some publicity, you know, in the last few years. And but there's something about mindfulness and in practicing a state where you are noticing, you know, what is going on with your own body and in your mind. And you can do this in mindful minutes. You know, you can do this and just practicing and quieting your mind so you can just focus on one or two things, whether that be your breathing or the flame of a candle or anything like that. Just essentially kind of bringing things down and quieting things a little bit. You know, there's some folks out there to talk about the monkey mind, where you're jumping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, both this posture of gratitude and also this quieting of your mind helps kind of back with that space where we can jump to judgment or we can introduce curiosity. And so essentially it gives us a little bit of margin and it helps us be ready for those moments, not to just have the stimulus response Frankel piece, you know, where you're just jumping quickly, but are quieting yourself and being ready for the next thing. The last component, you know, in cultivating a curious posture is practicing humility. And having this idea that we all still have something to learn is a state of being that absolutely helps me with this curious posture. You know, I do know that the moment that I think that I've got things all figured out,
right.
I know that something's about to happen. I'm going to get humbled in a way that is, oh, you know, yeah, I do have something to learn. And
I'm right there with you.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, you know, that gratitude, mindfulness, and humility, I think all contribute to curiosity. And then, you know, as far as the practical way of doing it, you know, is asking the questions and listening, you know, listening to the response instead of just jumping to the next question, you know, that mm-hmm. is there. So I know I went on and on and on there, but those are three things that I think about.
I love it. It was so powerful. So, and I know the listeners will love it as well. So you brought about some good points, and it was excellent. So thank you so much for taking the time again to share your valuable insights with us.
Well, Jamie, I appreciate it. Thank you for what you're doing with the Coach Approach. And I'm excited to see, you know, this coaching culture that we're continuing to move out in our DoD spaces, and so I'm absolutely thrilled to be a part of this as well.
Thank you so much. So, and I would also like to thank all of you listeners out there for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWC Carter Rocks Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWC Carter Rocks Coaching Program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492. Thank you and have a great day.